From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Thursday's World Summit on Fighting Corruption allowed Britain and the United States to look at their own policies and their role as shelters for billions of dollars stolen by corrupt politicians in developing countries. The London summit shifted the focus to global corruption. It turned the spotlight of blame away from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. British Prime Minister David Cameron announced measures including a public register intended to force companies to name their real owners, a measure that British government officials claim will be the first of its kind.
I really sense that today there is far more political will, not just for words, but for action that will make a difference. And frankly, there's nothing as powerful as an idea whose time has come.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said tens of billions of dollars in stolen money, funds that could be used for education or building bridges in underdeveloped lands, instead are hidden in banks in countries including ours. Brazil's suspended president Dilma Rousseff is vowing to fight back after the Senate voted for an impeachment trial for alleged corruption and to temporarily remove her from power. Flanked by weeping cabinet ministers, Rousseff used what may be her last presidential palace speech to again insist she did nothing wrong and assert her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt. The 68-year-old waved at least a temporary goodbye to her supporters and retreated back into the palace where she'll be allowed to live while the trial is underway. VOA News. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, has been killed in Syria. The Lebanese-based group issued a statement Friday on a Beirut television channel saying the 55-year-old Badreddin was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel did not immediately confirm the strike. Badreddin has been Hezbollah's military commander since 2008. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, went on a mission to Washington Thursday in hopes of uniting the Republican Party behind his controversial candidacy. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
Donald Trump flashing a thumbs up before a series of meetings with Republican congressional leaders, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's been slow to embrace Trump as the presumptive nominee.
I was very encouraged with what I heard from Donald Trump today. I do believe that we are now planting the seeds to get ourselves unified, to bridge the gaps and differences. And so from here, we're going to go deeper into the policy areas to see where that common ground is and how we can make sure that we are operating off these same core principles.
Trump did not comment, and Ryan did not offer an endorsement. But the two men issued a joint statement saying their meeting was a positive step toward unification. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Facebook has made public its internal editorial guidelines in the latest attempt to fight charges of political bias in the news stories it promotes to its 1.6 billion users. Technology news website Gizmodo on Monday reported that a former Facebook employee said workers routinely suppress news stories of interest to conservative readers while artificially adding other stories to the trending list. A 28-page internal document offers details on how Facebook chooses material that appears in its popular news box. U.S. officials say they're watching extremely closely to ensure that China abides by its cybersecurity commitments following the first meeting between the two sides since they struck an anti-hacking agreement in September. On Wednesday, a group of Chinese and U.S. officials met to discuss international norms of state behavior and other issues. U.S., Canadian, and European delegates walked out of the Ugandan presidential inauguration ceremony Thursday in response to the presence of an indicted war crime suspect and President Yoweri Museveni's remarks disparaging the International Criminal Court. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.